But Berkshire, the county we are in, only has two boys' grammar schools, one here and one in Slough. So if people want their children to go to this kind of a school, they have to travel if they don't live near. They take an exam at 11, and it selects the top few percent. But you don't have to take it. Up until in 1944, you had to take it. This exam determined if you went to a grammar school or to a secondary modern school. Grammar schools are very academic. They used to teach Latin and Greek. That's why they were called grammar schools. People went there to learn grammar. A very high academic, theoretical level of education. Pure physics, pure chemistry, maths, the very academic subjects. Secondary modern schools also taught those subjects, but were more, do you know what this word means? Were supposed to be, anyway, more vocational. What does that mean? As opposed to academic. So academic is studying subjects for the sake of it, giving it to improve your brain, and a vocational education is more... Right, exactly. Training your hands, training you to be a worker, giving you vocational skills for working. So the idea was that people who were less academic would go to secondary modern schools. Right, you're a parent. Your child takes an exam at 11. How do you feel if they fail? Happy? No, that's the problem, okay? Because it was seen as passing and failing. If you passed, you went to the grammar school. If you failed, you went to the secondary modern school. Many people saw this as being unfair. 11. Think of yourselves at 11. What were you like at 11? Boys at 11 are not as clever as girls at 11, for example. Some children develop later. It's not fair. That was one of the main criticisms. And the secondary modern schools got less money. The teachers were not so good. It was not a good system, I think. That's my opinion. So a lot of people felt the same. And in the 1960s and 70s, people said, it's not fair. Everybody should go to the same school. And what's it called? What's the school called where everybody goes? Comprehensive. So that's when they came in the 1960s and 70s. And we have some comprehensive schools near here. Do you know the names of any of the comprehensive schools near here? They're big, have lots of kids go. Everybody goes at 11. One is called Maiden Early. And another one near here is called Bulmersh. Those are the two that are in the university area that many people go to. Maiden Early and Bulmersh. So everybody can go to these schools at 11 if they live near, if they live in the catchment area. Okay, if you live in the catchment area, that's the area near the school, then you can go to that school if it has places. That's another issue. Okay, so that's the sort of background up until the 1970s. And in the 1970s, the school leaving age was raised again, from 15 this time to 16, and that's the school leaving age today. Now, 1989, the national curriculum. Before 1989, schools could teach students what they wanted. So if you went to a primary school and you had a teacher who was very good at music, you did a lot of music. If your teacher liked maths, you did a lot of maths. And any school could teach whatever it wanted. And then at 16 and 18, there were public examinations. So there was no assessment, no checking up until 16 and 18. And the government said this is not good because some schools are better than others. We don't know what is going on in the different schools. So in 1989, the government said we must have a national curriculum where the government will say, first year maths is this. First year English is this. First year geography, science, where we will tell the schools what they must teach in each year group. Now, your countries, do you have a national curriculum? What countries have we got here? Where are you from? Do you have a national curriculum? Okay, so that's in Saudi Arabia. Where are you from? South Korea. Do you have a national curriculum? Okay. Do we have any other countries represented? Where are you from?
Japan.
Yes. National curriculum? Where are you from?
Taiwan.
National curriculum? Gentlemen at the back, you don't look to me like you're from Taiwan or Japan. Where are you from? Saudi Arabia, the same. Anywhere else? Any other countries?
China.
Who said that? Right. National curriculum? Yes. Actually, most countries have a national curriculum. We were very odd not having a national curriculum before. Britain is now doing more what other countries do. And most people agree a national curriculum is a good idea because it helps the teachers, it helps the parents, it helps the children.